You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studio. Local, state, national, man, we got all the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, listen, you want to call in? I'll take it. 833-68-RIGHT. 833-687-4448. By the way, I keep throwing it out, the bit of trivia. Like, if we ever do Right Side trivia... All right, Boomer, you remember, don't you? Why is the phone number 833-68-RIGHT?
What? 68 is the Mustang you had.
That's right. My 68 Mustang. Do you remember my 68 Mustang's name? Because we...
Thunderfoot.
Thunderfoot.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was it. Which I'm not sure if that was the name of the car or just the way I drove. But anyway, yes, I did. Running around... all over the place in South Huntsville and basically everywhere. And then down in Mobile in college. Yes, that was my 68 Mustang. So the number 833-68-RIGHT. I was given a number of choices. We wanted the word right to be in the phone number, so the digits had to line up. And then there are all kinds of options as to what preceded the word right. And when they gave me one of them that said 68, I said, that's it. There it is, my 68 Mustang. Where's Thunderfoot? 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all call in. I want to hear what you think. Okay. Switching gears, number two on the triple dipper, red state, blue state. So I've talked about this before. You remember the Alabama census came out, and there was all this talk about how we were very likely to lose a congressional seat. I mean, it was, some said it could even lose two. I mean, Alabama was on the decline. We were losing population. And, oh my, it didn't happen that way. In fact, we grew. We maintained. We are now over 5 million people. What's also interesting, though, is that within our state, you saw Birmingham, which had long been the biggest city in the state, one of the biggest in the Southeast. Birmingham declined to the point that by a mere, and I want to say it was like 130, the census showed they only had 130 more people counted than Montgomery. In other words, Birmingham almost fell to number three in a 10-year period. From number one, just barely hang on by their fingernails to the number two spot. And I would predict that by the time the next census comes around, unless things drastically change, you're going to see Birmingham drop to number three at least. That being said, Huntsville grew. Huntsville grew like, you know, wild weeds. I mean, Huntsville grew exponentially. Huntsville became the biggest city in the state. Look at the leadership. Look at the policies. Look at the way things came out in terms of public policy within the realm of city government. And I will suggest to you that what you're seeing is what some refer to as leftugees. These are people who are escaping left policies. They are leftugees, and they are trying to get out of cities, counties, and states where blue policies are driving them crazy, and they just, they. I literally have a friend, I said this before, I have a friend who moved here, she and her husband, to North Alabama from San Diego. Now, San Diego is beautiful. I've been there before. It's beautiful. But she moved here, and I asked her one time, I said, so what, and this, by the way, that was in the last few years. I said, what made you guys move? She said, two things, cost of living and freedom. I thought, oh, there you go, man. She's a classic example. So, story that I pulled off of Forbes, this came out in 2021, March 2021. America's mass migration intensifies as leftugees flee the blue states and counties for red. And it cites a number of things. You know, the U.S. Census Bureau shows that California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and Illinois lost a combined 4 million residents in the 10-year period. Now, the nation didn't get smaller, just they did. And there's a study that was done by U-Haul. This is very interesting to me. I talked about this on the show, like, I think last year. That U-Haul, you know, the trailer truck rental people, U-Haul can tell what's happening with migration by the number of one-way rentals that they make. That's interesting. They're literally saying that they can see mass migration, because if it's a round-trip rental, it's not somebody leaving. But if it's somebody who rented to go one way to another state or another locale altogether, then, U-Haul did a study, and they show it, that the top five states that got the greatest influx of new residents include the Republican-led states of Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Ohio, and Arizona. So with a focus on this, here's the words from the Republican Governors Association Deputy Communications Director. He says, with a focus on creating the best possible environments for businesses, workers, and families to succeed, states led by Republican governors are seeing more and more people become residents. Okay, that's the state thing. But then he goes on to say it's not just between the states. It's also county to county. In this case, look at Jefferson County to Madison County, which, by the way, the greater Huntsville area includes more than just Madison County. I mean, limestone is a huge factor. Even extending down to Marshall and the neighboring counties, you've got a lot of synergy there among the greater metro combined counties area. And they point out things like downtown Denver residents who watch their city burn during all the riots, as the Democrat mayor and governor seem powerless to stop it, are looking for ways out. And it goes on to point out how many smaller towns, more suburban type towns, are literally seeing an influx of folks. What you got, Boomer? You got something on your mind? What's going on?
Oh yeah, I got something.
Okay.
What? Well, my thing is I'm from Nashville. Right. I moved back from Nashville.
Right.
And I lived in the Spring Hill area, which was starting to, I mean, all of Nashville was starting to boom as well.
All right.
And my wife and I at the time were both in real estate. And so we got to talk to a lot of these people that were moving in, and is exactly what you said. I mean, a lot from California, a lot from these blue states. And I was curious, you know, about what they were, why they were moving. I mean, I knew the answer, but I wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
And, I'll just give you one example. One example was, you know, I don't want to raise my kids in the school system.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to, have them be raised in hearing all this stuff or seeing what we're seeing just out on the streets.
Wow.
I mean, that's just a personal experience of mine, is seeing that firsthand.
So do you recall, was there a, if you had to pick one place where you saw the most refugees coming from when you guys were doing real estate, what would it be?
I mean, honestly, a lot of them were coming from California, but it's, a lot of it was, what I saw was California because of Nashville, and I call it just a mini LA now. Nashville is like
really?
A mini LA.
Really?
Yeah. We saw people from New York, tons of people from New York coming this way as well.
What do you think? I mean, when that happens, you know, one of the concerns is like Texas. All right. Mm-hmm. So Austin, Texas is notoriously, I say notoriously, they are known to be a fairly liberal locale in an otherwise conservative state. Same with places like Portland. There's a lot of conservatism in Oregon, the state. Your family's from Oregon.
Yes. Okay. Portland. I
wish y'all could see
Portland.
Him. He got all fired up.
I mean, I can't even believe what's going on in Portland. What the damage Portland has taken on, and what is still going on, and how liberal that city is right now.
But the state is not per se.
The state is not per se. It's just certain areas in it. They're just going crazy.
So do you think that, like, when you saw folks, the influx of folks to Nashville, mm-hmm. You guys, and by the way, you said my wife at the time. You didn't mean it that way. She's not your wife. She's your wife now.
My wife now. I mean, at the time when we lived there.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. I want to clarify that for the record.
Yes, please. All right.
I
want to get in trouble.
Woo. All right. Thank you. But did you guys, I mean, were these conservatives who were vacating a blue area, or were these folks who were going to move here because they like some of what we have to offer, but they're going to bring their politics and make it blue?
I saw a lot of Republicans, red people moving here.
Okay. You saw the red trying to get to the red places.
And, you know, maybe a few Democrats, but it was more on the fact of they just did not like what they were seeing.
All right. Good enough. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, the next story I've got here, in the same vein, blue state, red state, blue state. FoxNews.com dated May 31st of this year. Americans flee blue cities for red states during the pandemic. So what happened was, what we're saying, they're saying that the trend towards remote work freed people up. That a lot of them, since they got put out for remote work and it seems like it's going to maintain for some, they realized they could be more productive working from home, but they also didn't have to live inside the city limits. They didn't have to live, you know, bound to a certain office space. Now, me personally, I like the idea of going to work. I can work from home, and there's times when I'll take the work home and get something done at the house that I couldn't get done at the office because there's fewer interruptions or whatever. But for the most part, I like going to work. Now, here's the thing, though. It points out the fact that when this happened, one of the results of the COVID pandemic is that more and more people are now exiting the metro areas to move out to the suburbs because they can. Like, for instance, in Texas, it says the fastest rate of growth during the time span expanded by 10.5% in Georgetown, Texas. 10% growth. Another city called Leander, Texas, 10.1%. New Braunfels, 8.3%. These are major. Two Arizona cities, Queen Creek Town, 8.9%. Buckeye, Arizona, 8.6%. The top 15 cities by rate of population growth in the last census were all concentrated in red states. Whereas New York City, for instance, saw a population decrease of 3.5%, which you think, okay, just 3.5%. That's 305,000 people. 3.5% is 305,000 people that left New York City. And then you got places like San Jose down 2.7, Chicago down 1.6, Philadelphia down 1.5, Dallas down 1.1, LA down a full percent. And all this to say, people are exiting the places where they are not allowed to have the freedoms and the right to the enjoyment of their life that they see happening in the red states and in the red locales. I got a little more on this. Let's go ahead and take a break now, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. And we'll sort of put the cap on this section. Red state, blue state. What are your thoughts? By the way, I would love if somebody out there wanted to call in and say, I moved here from a blue state, and here's why. 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Oh, we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right with a new Van Halen bump. That was I haven't heard that one. Is that one new on the list or what?
New on the list. I like to surprise you a little bit.
That one did me right. Yes. I just started laughing. That was as good. Hey, real quick, I got a caller, but let me go to this real quick. So J-Town just wanted me to clarify, and I get it totally, but I didn't take it this way. I knew what he meant, but I'll clarify for him. He said, please clarify that when I said the idiots on January 6th, I was referring to the ones who entered the Capitol, assaulted cops, or encouraged other folks to do so. I knew that. I mean, I think the rest of y'all did too. I mean, J-Town is a conservative appointed by Trump to be a U.S. attorney. He understands the First Amendment, and I did not take that to mean that he felt like anybody who went and made their voices heard was in some way, you know, an idiot. No, I don't think that at all. Now, were there idiots on January 6th? Sure. Do I think the January 6th commission is also full of idiots? Yes, I do. All right. I got a caller on line one. Let me grab that. Dan from Rogersville. Hey, Dan, Phil Williams, how you doing?
I'm doing great now that I'm down here.
I like it. Red state, blue states. Where'd you come from?
Outside of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the suburbs.
Okay. So what brought you to the great state of Alabama?
I do have some family. My wife has she does have some family. Hers are closer. I have like third cousins. But up there, I owned a tree business. I sold it. And I just wanted to get out. It was hard to be up there. Too much going on. The politics were bad. His visited down here a couple times with family and thought, why am I up there when this is so beautiful down here? And I have to tell you, everybody's nice down here.
I agree. Well, how long have you been here, Dan?
Since last May.
Last May. All right. So you're pretty much a still honeymooning, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to Alabama. Welcome home, Dan.
Yes. This feels like home. Sweet home, Alabama. It feels like it.
Oh, man. I like it. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in and letting us know. I appreciate that. You have a great day, sir.
And thank you. I just love listening to you.
I appreciate
Keep
it,
on
man.
Going.
Keep you. Right. You sound like a right side ruffian. Appreciate you. All right, listen, that's just cool. And you know what? I know those other stories are out there. I'd love to know if somebody moved here from a blue state, what brought you here? Or for that matter, if the job just brought you here, but then you got here and went, wow. I would love to know that. Because I've lived all over the world, me personally. And, you know, sometimes as a kid, so I can't tell you that I see everything from the grown-up perspective, but, you know, as a military kid, we moved, lived in London, England, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. Very cool. Life-changing moments over there. But I've also lived in California. I've lived in Kansas. I've lived in Mississippi. I've lived in Georgia. I've lived in, gosh, where else? I've lived in D.C. I've lived, of course, in Alabama, multiple places in Alabama. Been around the block a few times. I'll be honest with you. Not only is this home in a traditional sense, this is home because I don't want to be anywhere else. I love this state, and I am not content to just, you know, not say something when it needs to be said, in part because I love this state. It's like you love your kids. You don't want to fuss all the time, but when there's something that goes wrong, sometimes you have to say things because you want them to grow up knowing right from wrong. And I'm not trying to say, and I'm the adult in the room, so I'm speaking. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm trying to do is just transliterate that over to the idea that I cannot be silent when I see things. That's why this show is so important. That's why I believe it's taken off and is already syndicated 1 year in. And that's why we're going to continue to try and grow it and just move our way all the way down to the coast and blanket the state of Alabama. Why? Because I unabashedly love this state, but I also love the Lord and I love being a conservative and I don't mind every bit of it coming out. And I think the audience has recognized that too. Did you have a call? A guy named Jake who called in. What was that?
Yeah. He called in and we didn't want to come on the air, but he's from Kansas. And he said, you know, we moved here, because there's just more opportunity, in Alabama. So that's what he was wanting us to say.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, you don't know what part of Kansas he moved from?
No.
All right.
Didn't get that.
I spent some time in Kansas as a kid, lived there early as a kid. We were stationed at Fort Riley. But then at the same time, I went back to Fort Riley for some training. And I kind of thought that I'd go up there for a summer in Kansas and the summer would be moderate. Frank, no. they got sand fleas and poison sumac and heat and humidity like
it's hot.
My gosh.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, all right, are we there already? Break time? All right, hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back the last half hour of the show. I'm still taking calls. I want to hear especially red state, blue state. Why are you here? What brought you to Alabama? How do you like it? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering all of North Alabama. Here we are. It is now 4:34 p.m. Go home time for a bunch of y'all. Spotty rains out there, so be careful on the roads. Just be weather aware as you're heading out the door. Hey, Boomer, you had a call back from Jacob. What did Jacob say? He lived in Kansas. He lived where? Near Fort Riley, is that right?
Yes, sir. Near Fort Riley, yes.
Near or at Fort Riley?
At Fort Riley.
All right.
And then there was one other place that I should have written down and I did not because I got another caller.
Well, the bottom line was I can dig it. I've been to Fort Riley, lived there, trained there. Good enough. Hey, thanks, Jacob. And if that was because of military service, then thank you for that too. And then you had another caller. What did Brian, Brian called in and said something about, oh, I know what it was. Brian said, how about those folks that listen to your podcast from California? Why did they go to California? I'm under the assumption though, Brian, that they are trapped there and we need to break them out.
That's definitely what trapped. Definitely trapped.
You got a caller on the, oh, we do. Let me, is that Leanne? Leanne from Huntsville. How are you doing today?
Well, I am just fine. Considering the circumstance in our surrounding world. But I had a secondary theory on why the FBI raided Donald Trump's home in Florida.
Okay.
They did not raid his house to find anything that would get him in trouble. They raided it to make sure that there wasn't anything that he could hold over them.
Huh? Like what? What would you surmise that could be?
Well, I mean, being the president of the United States, privy to all information, you know, maybe if he got back into office, that there would be some documentation that would lead to arrest or jail time for the establishment, and that they were breaking in to make sure that they could get those documents before he wins again.
I don't know, Leanne. I mean, I guess it's a theory that could play out. I tell you what, though, I can't help but think if you had the information, you could just go public with it a long time ago. You don't have to wait till you're back in office. I just go out there and find a worthy reporter and say, "How you like this story?" and hand them the thumb drive and let them have at it.
Well, you do have a good perspective there, Phil. But this is a slippery slope.
Yeah,
I think you have to be as slinky as they are. So, you know, it's just speculation. But meanwhile, what happened, no one here that can hear our voice today needs to remember that it can happen to us.
That's right.
And if it happens to him, it can happen to us. And if you are penalized for something that, you know, a speculation, then, hey, you may be sitting in jail for a long time.
Well,
nothing.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come back around to that. I mean, I really do believe the 2022 midterms have to be a sweeping change, or we're going to face more of the same and maybe worse. Right now, it feels to me like there's an air of desperation. You know what I'm thinking, Leanne? I mean, I feel like they are like desperate, scratching, clawing, trying to get as much as they can before the possibility that they can't get more.
Well, it's a definite sign that they're shaking in their boots. We're going to win 2022, and we're going to take back the White House in 2024.
Yep.
We will rectify this situation. It may be slow coming, but God will provide.
I agree with that. Leanne, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And
take care.
All right, take care. Yeah, listen, folks, you want to call in, give me your perspective. We've really only made it through two parts of the Triple Dipper today. I got double dipped. All right, so we did the Mar-a-Lago fiasco, which I really designed more in terms of the, you know, the overreach of government, and even talked about the IRS agents, the 87,000 new IRS agents they're talking about. But then the other one that I've talked about is red state, blue state. People moving here from, you know, blue areas. Why? And by the way, how do they like it? We got another caller, Boomer. What you got? Oh, yeah, line three. Hey, is that Steve from Tennessee? This is Steve. How you doing, man?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing good. I got a quick story for you that's pretty good. This is an experience I had on the highway, actually. My old antique truck broke down a few months ago coming out of Tennessee, and I had to call AAA, and the wrecker shows up, and it's a very polite young black guy that was helping me, you know, get my truck hooked up and all that. And so he had to ride with him, you know, to go back. So we're riding, and I looked, I said, "You don't sound like you're from around here." He said, "No, no, sir." He said, "I grew up in Miami." And I said, "Really?" And I said, "And how long have you lived here?" And he said, "I've been here for 4 months." He said, I got the job and decided I'd move." And I said, "And so what did your folks say when you told them you were moving to Alabama?" He laughed. He said, "Man," he said, "they told me." He said, "Well, you know, racist and all this." And I said, "And what have you found?" He paused for a second. He thought about it. And he said, "I'm going to tell you the truth." He said, I believe if I broke down on the side of the road, a white guy would be just as likely to stop and help me as a black guy.
There you go.
And I said, you're right.
There you go.
That's the way it is.
That's exactly the way it is. Welcome.
That's exactly the way it is.
Yeah.
I just, that stuck in my heart. I've never seen the young man again, but he was a really nice guy, did a really good job, and I just thought we had a good exchange there. I wanted to share that.
That's a class act, man. What a great story. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you, man, as always.
Roger that. Later.
Later.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. What a great story. And I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree. And does racism exist? Certainly it does. I'm not a denier. Are we a systemically racist nation? No. Is Alabama a systemically racist state? No. In fact, I would dare say this. How about a little credit for the fact that I don't think any state has come further on that issue than Alabama? What a great thing. Line five, we got somebody else. Yeah, line five, Jimmy from Moulton. Hey, Jimmy, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What you got?
I was just calling about the red state, blue state.
Yeah.
I grew up here. I called here a while back about seeing Reagan at Point Mallard.
Yeah.
But I got to move to Illinois for a couple years. I transferred with the company I worked for right at the end of December. And, I mean, it couldn't have worked out worse with the pandemic kicking off. And
oh, wow.
I got to move to the land of Prince Pritzker, and he shut the whole state down, man. It was there's a lot of good folks up there, but I've seen a lot of rude people. Everybody's always in a hurry. It's a different world, man. It wasn't for me. I got to spend a couple years up there, but my wife and kids, they came back pretty quick because they shut the whole state down. You couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And it's just, I ask a lot of people, and it's just they're trapped. You know, I think they want better, but Illinois, four counties in Illinois, pick the governor, pick the president. They've just, they can't do anything. It's just trapped.
Yeah. I had friends I served with in the military who, well, some were from Oregon, and I had a batch of them from upstate New York also that I served with. The New York guys too told me that most of the upstate New York area wishes that New York City would just break off and be its own state because it determines all the politics. And I think the same is true for what you're talking about, Illinois.
I went to upstate New York about a year ago, worked up there right on the Canadian border for a couple weeks, and those guys, the very same thing. They're just, I couldn't hardly understand them for a while, but they're the same. I mean, they're just like us. They just a bunch of, you know, Yankee rednecks or whatever you want to call them. They're good old folks.
They eat barbecue and go fishing too, like the rest of us do.
That's it. They just like us. They just sound a little different.
Hey man, Jimmy, appreciate your call, and I still love that story about Point Mallard with President Reagan. Hey, that was a great story.
I love the show, man. Y'all keep up the good work. I try to catch y'all every evening on my way in. If I have to work over, I kind of get upset because I don't get to listen.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good day. You take care.
Y'all too, man.
All right. Listen, I got an article here. By the way, if you want to call in, I'm loving this, 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. So, yeah, I got a story here from Fox News. Lawrence Jones was asking the question if Democrats should worry about the mass exodus from blue states. This story just came out July 31st. So we were talking about what? We're literally just 10 days ago? 9 days ago? So Fox News host Lawrence Jones asked a former Biden surrogate, Kevin Walling, in other words, there's the Democrat, and OutKick host Tommy Lauren, there's the Republican, about mass immigration from Democrat-run states. All right. So Kevin Walling's response was, he tried to talk it down. You can imagine. He says, this is the liberal view. This is the liberal view about why the population of Democrat-run states is diminishing. He said, I think it's part policy related, but I also think it's coming out of the pandemic. Americans are realizing they can work from anywhere. So, you know, why be in downtown in a city when you can live by a beach or get great barbecue or great music like in Austin? To which Tommy Lauren said, if people wanted to be in a beautiful place, they'd be fleeing to California. He said, it's 100% the policies, and it's the Democrat policies that people are fleeing from. She said, where I agree with Kevin, the liberal, is that during the pandemic, people realize they shouldn't be locked down, they shouldn't be infringed upon, and so they moved to the great red states that had freedom and had reopening economies, That is true. People are fleeing to places, she says, that have that key word, freedom. There's a lot of wonderful liberal states that have natural resources, that have beaches, that have mountains, that have wonderful things to offer, but the politicians are not offering them what they want. Summarized it succinctly and perfectly, I would say. There it was. Blue state, red state in a nutshell. All right, tell you what, Boomer, perfect time, man. Let's go ahead and take the break right now. We'll do that. And I got to tell you, folks, as we're moving out for this break, if you're driving home wondering, what am I doing for dinner? Consider Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, another on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. They have got it going on. They've got food like you would not believe, but they've got amazing coffees. You know what you might want to do? Maybe you flip that. You do it on for breakfast on the way in the morning. Oh, there you go. All right, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them you heard about it on the right side. Phil Williams, we'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:51 p.m. Let me just remind you, one of the things about, you know, red state, blue state that we're talking about, let me just segue off of that and point out that you will often find that the unemployment rate in a red state is better than it is in a blue state. In fact, the numbers in Alabama are epically good right now, 2.7% unemployment. You can't, I mean, it's hard. Go find that better somewhere else. Hard to find. We're one of the best states in the nation for unemployment rate. Interesting piece of this. My friends at ZLA Solutions, that's what they do. They are some of the best around at getting people back to work, lining up the job and the person. So if you are looking for a job yourself personally, go to ZLAUSA.com. ZLAUSA.com. But then on top of that, if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then okay, check them out again, ZLAUSA.com. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions. They love trying to do all they can to help you make your business better. That's their motto at ZLA. We don't make it, we make it better. That's their goal in life, is to help make your business better. They will put the person with the job, and they're doing it all across North Alabama for major employers. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right. Boomer, what did you put on the board? What is that?
All right. So, you know how we were talking about the 87,000 IRS agents?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I just did a little research. And for people to understand how many that is, MetLife Stadium, the NFL teams of New York Jets and the New York Giants, only holds 82,500 people.
So you couldn't even get the new freshman class of IRS agents in the stadium.
Nope.
To watch the Jets.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
That's kind of sick.
Yes, it's pretty awful.
I mean, good Lord. You know what? Somebody else told me this morning, 87,000 is going to place the IRS in a position of being bigger than the U.S. Marine Corps.
Wow.
I know. I mean, let's just, wow. Okay. Man. All right. Hey, by the way, we got time for a call or maybe two. If you want to call in, 833-68-RIGHT. What do you think about things we talked about today? The Mar-a-Lago fiasco, the overreach of federal government, or the red state, blue state issue. That's how, as far as I've gotten. I did not get to number three on the triple dipper. We're sticking with two. It's a double dipper day. Here's a story that I pulled off of hotair.com. Hotair.com, dated yesterday. Jonathan Turley, you see him, he's a Fox News contributor. I believe he's an attorney. But Fox News, I mean, for Jonathan Turley says he believes it's time for what he calls a NATO of red states to combat progressive boycotts. This is interesting. I mean, you keep hearing things like California has put Alabama on a no-visit state for state business. You can't go there. First of all, this is stupid. But he said, you know, think about this. NATO Charter Article 5 says an attack on one is an attack on all. It's an alliance. We are there for each other. And then he says, could a similar pact serve as a deterrent for boycott attacks on conservative states? I say. He said this wouldn't aim at private boycotts, but rather the state-to-state boycott actions championed by Democrats like Gavin Newsom and Stacey Abrams. And he points out the result is increasingly bizarre that, you know, like California. Right now, California has got a ban on spending money, state monies, to travel to any state on their naughty list, right? But yet, like, USC and UCLA just moved to the Pac-12, or moved from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten. And so now they have to use private funds to go play in blacklisted states. That's ridiculous. He said the way to end this is an Article 5-like alliance. He suggests that state legislatures would need to authorize their governors to form a reciprocity league with a clause akin to that Article 5. So if California targets Georgia, well, then all the rest of us say, okay, we'll all put a boycott on California. Banding together. California has an advantage, it says, with a much larger economy, but it just means that Newsom and Sacramento can pass these policies with impunity right now, and it's true. But maybe if they saw states banding together going, you know what? How about this? How about this, California? You chose to pick on my buddy Georgia over here. All the southeastern states just got together, and we said Article 5 in play, attack on ones, attack on all. None of you are going to California on business because of what you just did. If you want to rescind it, we'll work with you. What'd you just have, Boomer? That was a big old thing you were typing on the board. What was that?
Yeah. So a caller just called in about the IRS agents again.
Yeah.
And he was mentioning, you know, there's roughly about 3,000 counties in the U.S.
Yeah.
Which what we had for IRS agents was roughly around 25 agents per county. Now it's going to be over 50 IRS agents per county.
That's nuts.
Right.
Tell me what other federal agency has that level of, influence and positioning. I don't know of any. I mean, they're out there, and state and local governments are also out there in our communities. But dang, I've never seen anything like this. This is, I mean, what portion of government has ever been allowed to hire 87,000 new employees in one whack? I look at this and think this is a sick outgrowth of a liberal mindset that believes that big government is good government, and that government is the end all be all, and needs more people so they can end all and be all. And no, I'm saying no. Listen, folks, it's been a full day. Let me just tell you, I am serious when I say it. Keep your head on a swivel, all right? Keep your powder dry. Be alert. Be aware. We talked about those verses. Be alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. What that essentially means is, yes, you can be respectful. Yes, you can be mindful of others. But you can also, at the same time, stand up for what you believe in. You can be alert and aware of your surroundings and the things that are going on in your times. And you can take action when the time comes, as needed, to speak out and to make your voices heard. That's what we've got to do, because if we don't, then we are right up there with the premise of Andy Andrews' book, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? You kill 11 million people by never questioning your government. That's a big deal. All right, coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We're back here tomorrow at 2. Boomer and I in studio. You guys have an amazing night. We will see you tomorrow. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.